Sharp finally got McEntee to send him a servant from Meade's headquarters named William to wait on him as he settled into a routine at City Point, interrupted practically every week by at least one surprise. A scout reported on October 20th that the Confederates were drafting 12-year-olds to man fortifications. Among the refugees McEntee sent to his hut to be interviewed one day was a little boy even younger, holding a gun almost bigger than he was. Sharp didn't know what in the world to do with the child. Four deserters arrived claiming that rebel authorities had offered $20,000 for the assassination of Beast Butler, and a hit team with sharpshooters and telescopic rifles had been assembled for the job. Sharp kept Patrick posted on the political gossip he picked up from his military sources in Washington. Among several tidbits making the rounds were that Butler would replace Stanton as war secretary. That would never happen. And McClellan would be given a military command. Also never to happen. He also found time to slip away from City Point and visit his old 120th Regiment, entrenched along the Petersburg line, to share a Sunday religious service with them. Reports from fleeing refugees, Van Loo's ring, and Sharp's agents described chaotic conditions inside Richmond and Petersburg. Confederate soldiers were eating half rations and grumbling about it. Seven deserters from a Georgia regiment claimed morale in their unit had plummeted, and nearly all of its conscripts, who had been forced into the army against their will, would flee if they had a chance. Petersburg residents were reported to be trying to escape, or moving valuables out of the city, or digging caves if they couldn't get out to survive an expected Union artillery bombardment. Sharp alerted Grant to a particularly troubling piece of intelligence. One of his agents just returned from Richmond said he saw wagon trains being readied to send out of the enemy's lines and throw on our hands large numbers of women, children, and decrepit persons, said to be the families of persons who had fled to our lines or avoided Confederate service.